Well, welcome. We are here today. I'm with my friend Babbie Mason, and we have come together to just to have some girl talk, just for us to share some ideas and some thoughts. I'm Dr. Peggy Banks, and we are just so thankful that you're here with us today, Babbie.
I am so happy to be with you, my friend. What a privilege it is to sit around this microphone and encourage one another. And while we encourage one another, we're encouraging others who are listening in.
Yeah. So today, it is our heart. I know, my friend, you and I, as we talk about women and we talk about their identity, where are women finding their identity? Yes. Where are they searching for truth and for purpose? You know, there is a passage in Psalm 139 that says, "Oh Lord, you have searched me and known me," right? God knows us. He created us in our mother's womb. He knew us before we were even in our mother's womb. It's pretty amazing. So today I want to just talk about your thoughts, Babbie, on identity, who we are, and where we find our purpose.
Yes.
How did you come to know that?
Well, you know, it's a process. It's a process coming to the place where you find all of your confidence in the Lord. And even though I'm a preacher's daughter, I have still had challenges with my identity. You know, being a black singer, growing up in the shadow of Motown, growing up in the black Baptist church where typical singers, black singers are, you know, labeled as those that have to be, if you're a gospel singer, a gut-wrenching singer, but that's not me. I don't shout or scream when I sing. I write ballads like with all my heart. And when you can't trace his hand, trust his heart. And so I had this preconceived notion that I was strange because I didn't shout or I didn't do all those vocal licks that a lot of singers do. But the Lord gave me the gift and talent that he wanted me to have. He had a specific plan and a purpose for me long before I was conceived in my mother's womb. He knew me, according to Jeremiah 1:5. And so he created us, all of us, not to blend in like everybody else, but to stand out so that we could bring him glory and give him honor with our lives. I love the book of the Revelation, chapter 4, verse 11, that really tells us why we were created. And it says this, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." So you and I were created to bring pleasure to God. We were created to make, I like to say it like this, we were created to make him look good.
Exactly.
Here in the earth.
Yeah, that just blows my mind. I can't even fathom that the Lord would think of me and have that plan for my life. And I remember just recently, you and I were having that conversation in Atlanta, and we were talking about just how difficult, even though you knew your purpose and what you were supposed to sing, there were still some challenges with you in the audiences that you were singing to. And so speak to that a little bit, Babbie, just so, even though you knew this is what God had called you to do, he created you to do this, but yet you still were faced with some challenges that were kind of a surprise for you.
Well, because of the uniqueness of my voice, I used to think that my music was too black for white people and too white for black people and that I was gray, like I was strange, like I didn't fit in. But I began to see something very unique and beautiful beginning to happen in our concerts. I began to see that God was using this music as a tool to bring the body of Christ together. And I began to look in our audiences and I began to see black people and white people. And in the South, that was kind of a unique blend because being in the South, there were not a lot of opportunities for black people and or different cultures and denominations to worship together. But that is what I began to see in our concerts. And I began to see that God did what he did in me on purpose, for purpose, and with purpose. And there were times, and there have been times in the past when some churches, they would listen to my music on the radio and assume that I was white. And then when they learned that I was black, I've even had concerts that were canceled when they learned that I was African American.
Yeah.
And that hurt. But when you know who you are, when you know that God has created you for a purpose, and you are confident in that purpose, then you can walk by faith. You can walk with confidence knowing that this is who I am. No apologies necessary.
Yeah. So it takes great courage, even when you are in ministry and you are doing what you believe God has called you to do. Yes. And yet you still are faced with some challenges, some difficulties, some criticism.
Yes.
Right? So where would you say you drew your courage from? Where did you get that courage? Was it something that you grew up with? Did you see that in your household?
Yes.
Or was it, you know, did you have mentors? Where did you find that courage?
You know, Peggy, I am so blessed. I am the quintessential church girl.
And I am not.
I know. But see, this is what's so beautiful
right, yeah.
about the body of Christ,
exactly.
that it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter your background.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what you bring. You know, it's you just bring it all to the feet of Jesus.
Yeah.
And he uses it.
Mm-hmm.
To bring him glory.
Which is so great because I learned so much from you, Babbie, because, you know, not growing up in the church and have only been a Christian for maybe 30 years or so, you know, when I get faced with criticism, like, I'm like out of there. It's like, I'm not going to deal with this, right? And so I'm so excited to hear about where you drew your courage from, your strength from. It's so important for us to hear that.
Well, my mom and dad were from the South. My dad was from Alabama. My mother was from Mississippi. And in the era that they came to faith in Christ, the era that they got married in the 30s. The South was not kind to Black people. On my father's side, there is a great legacy of people of faith. On my mother's side, it's kind of like the flip of the coin. But I really believe that my father's influence and the influence of his father, who was a preacher. My great-grandfather is a preacher. My oldest brother is a preacher. His son are preachers. So
wow.
We have five generations of preachers that I know of.
Yeah.
I believe he's not finished. But, you know, when family comes together, there's that influence. There, you know, the Lord allowed my parents to let their light shine through their struggle, through their faith. My dad started a church in southern Michigan in the 40s. That faith has just influenced my life. My father was one of those people who was kind of all things to a lot of people, and he had many opportunities to share his faith. I had many opportunities to see my father in different venues, in different circumstances, be the same person, be very consistent in his faith. My mom served diligently next to my father. They were married for almost 50 years, and that really impacted my life and had a great influence on
yeah.
me.
That is so important that we have people in our lives, whether it is in our family, our direct family, fathers, mothers, brothers or sisters, aunts or uncles. But even if we don't have that in our families, even if we're not growing up in a family that is rooted and grounded in the faith, we can have mentors. We can have friends of the family. We can have the scriptures. Certainly the scriptures give us courage, the Holy Spirit that lives in us as Christians.
Well, this is what I love about the body of Christ. You and I are extremely different.
Mm.
I'm a Black lady. You're a sister of the light of persuasion, shall we say? I grew up in a Christian home. Your background is a lot different.
Yeah.
But when Jesus casts that net, he says, "Whosoever will, let them come."
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm always intrigued by your background and how you came to know the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love for you to share a little bit of that about how you find your identity in Christ.
Yeah, that's, you know, it does take courage. It takes me the opportunity in seeking friends that believe the truth of the scriptures and a really close walk with the Lord. I grew up in a religious home, but I didn't grow up in a Christian home. So they were living out religious routines, but not necessarily living for the Lord. So what our life looked like on the outside, we all looked like we were very holy and we went to church every weekend. But what was going on behind closed doors was not holy in any way, shape, or form. I grew up around a lot of violence, around a lot of anger, physical and sexual abuse. And so it was hard for me to even trust that there was a God. I knew of God, but that there was a God who loved me. Because there was so much that was being allowed to happen in my life. And then I rebelled because of it. I became a young woman that just went out on her own and did a lot of things that were not good or safe and got myself in a lot of bad situations and bad relationships and ended up in a relationship with a very abusive man who, when I broke up with him, tried to kill me. So today I know that without the Word of God living in my heart and the truth of the scriptures. It's difficult to continue when you're faced, when I'm faced with challenges, when I'm faced with criticism. And I want women that are listening and men who are listening to our program today to know that there is a God who loves them, that there is a God who sees them, that there is a God who promises to never leave them nor forsake them. And if they are in ministry, if they're just starting out in ministry, if they're just starting out in a walk with the Lord, to persevere, to know that God has a purpose and a calling on their lives. And it's a good call, one that won't harm them, but will give them a hope and a future.
And if you really want to know who you are, you'll never live your life to the fullest until you know who you are in Christ.
Amen.
And that's where identity really begins.
That's great. Babbi, thank you so much for today. And we're glad that you joined us for this time of Girl Talk, us just getting together. We hope you'll join us again.